Hi, this is Song Wan, the author of this book, Japanese Grammar for Speaking. You can order this on Amazon if you want to study with me. All right, from today, we're going to be studying hiragana. All right, let's see unit one. If you see the page unit one, you can practice hiragana. Let's see, what's hiragana? It's Japanese character, like Japanese alphabet. All right, let's get started. A, I, U, E, O, ka, ki, ku, ke, ko, sa, shi, su, se, so, ta, chi, tsu, te, to.Na, ni, nu, ne, no, ha, hi, fu, he, ho, ma, mi, mu, me, mo, ya, yu, yo. And here's the thing, there's la, di, ru, de, do.When foreigners study Japanese, you could make some mistakes pronouncing this la line. So that's because you guys studied this with R sound, which Japanese doesn't have. There's no R sound in Japanese. So if you use this R sound in English, then it sounds like this. Ra, ri, ru, re, ro.It sounds very wrong, right? So we want to use this L sound instead of R. So it sounds like la, li, du, de, do. But think about where your tongue goes when you pronounce with this L. For example, L-A, la, right? But that's becauseyour tongue goes right here, your teeth behind. That's where your tongue goes, right?But move it a little bit, just inside. Then you can make this correct sound. La, di, du, de, do. All right, here you go. Wa, o, and the last one, m. All right, this is how you read hiragana. So I would say for this, just memorize them.There's no way, so please memorize this as soon as possible. All right, if you see unit number two, there's also hiragana came up. That, I mean, you can practice this a little more, but a little faster. Let's get started. A, I, U, E, O. Ka, ki, ku, ke, ko.さしすせそたちつてとなにぬねのはひふへほまみむめもやゆよらりるれろWa, o, um. All right. And if you see unit three, there's another hiragana. Huh? What is that? Oh, there's something different. There are two dots on a letter, right? So we call it dakon, but we don't have to remember this dakon word, right? So let's just think like, oh, there are two dots on a letter. Then how do we pronounce this? Instead, ka.We say ga, right? All right, let's practice. Ga, gi, gu, ge, go. Za, zi, zu, ze, zo. Ta, ji, zu, de, do. Pa, bi, bu, be, bo. And next one, can see handakon, right?But same, we don't have to remember the word handakon, but Remember, there is a little circle on a letter, on each letter. Okay, how do we pronounce? Pa, pi, pu, pe, po. That's it. So if you see the next page, you're gonna be able to see a lot of like random words, right? The meaning, the reason why I didn't write the meaning of these all words was because I wanted you to pronounce, or I wanted you to practice typing in Japanese. So please install this Japanese keyboard on your phone and then go to Google Translator and then type this kagi, then you will see what it means. Then you found a meaning, then please write it down here. And also I made this old blanket for making you practice even more, so then you can just write on the letter. All right, if you see unit 4, there's another hiragana. All right guys, be patient because we're almost done reading hiragana. All right, there's little ya, you, yo, right? The first letter is big, but next letter is small. All right, we call it yōon, but same. We don't have to remember this word. All right, then how do we pronounce this? Ki. The first big letter is ki, but little letter is ya. So kia. No, we want to pronounce it like kia. That's because ki, ya. We want to connect to this sound. Kia, 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 right? And ki, you. Ki, you, ki, you, ki, you, ki, you, ki, you. Guess what? Q, right? Next one, ki, and you. Ki, you, ki, you, ki, you, ki, you. Guess what? Kyo, right? So we want to read this like kia, kyu, kyo. Next one. Shi and ya. Shia, 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 shia. Sha. Sha, shu, shu. Cha, chu, cho. Nia, 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 nia. Nia, niu, niu. Hya, hu, hyo. Mia, miu, miu. Dia, diu, diu. All right, then we have just learned how to read hiragana, and it was unit 4. Next, unit 5. Again, come on, really, I promise you guys, this is the last one. You finish this unit 5, then you're gonna be able to read whole hiragana. All, I would say not all, but almost all Japanese letters. Okay, so, yōon, again, this gi, remember? Ki. And there are two dots. Then we wanna read it like ki. And there's little ya. Kia, 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 kia. Kia, kyu, kyo. Ja, ju, jo. Pia, piu, pyo. Pia, piu, pyo. And there's another one, the last one. Sokon, yes, we want to pronounce this stronger, like ah, there's little zi, right? So we want to read it like at, cut, sat, like this. And when this appears in a letter, in a word, then you can say, for example, asari. It sounds like asari, asari. That's different, right? All right, here's unit 5. We're done. Now you can read all hiragana. Good. And in unit 6, there is katakana, right? Oh, do we have to memorize this all? I don't think so. It's too much work. I don't want you guys to lose this interest about learning Japanese. So, for katakana, I would recommend to memorize this later. When? All right, when you study with this book, you're gonna see some katakana. And this katakana is used when Japanese people wanna write foreign languages in Japanese. And also one more thing, when they want to emphasize some words, like for example, you're an idiot, but you would say like stronger, you're an idiot, such an idiot, like that. Then they would say, or they would use this katakana when they write it. Okay, so please memorize this when you see, when you find this katakana in this book. And you can always come back, here's the katakana, I can't read it. All right, you can come back here in unit 6 and then try to find it. So just like that, just memorize little by little. All right, and 7 katakana as well. And unit 8, there is aisatsu, which means greetings in English. So, such as like, how are you? How's it going? What have you been doing? Something like that. Then, this kind of things, we don't really want to study grammar from here. I just want you to guys memorize this all. And, you know, in many situations, you can use this. All right, next time, we're going to study unit 9, numbers for reading. Please keep watching this video if you want to keep studying Japanese with me. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.